Welcome to Raw Radio.
Hey, we're alive.
Yes, here we go again. Here we go.
I paused for a moment. I thought you would say something smart.
Not me? Please. I did say something smart, though, to Margaret the other day. I have to bring it up again.
What's that?
Well, you know, Todd Fox, author of Protection for and from Humanity and Tour Protection, told me I might have saved her life. And I just want to keep reminding her of that. And it's at like 33 minutes and 33 seconds of the podcast with Todd Fox.
I love the fact that you remember to the second exactly what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've probably played it for Margaret 3 or 4 times. And for some reason, she doesn't appreciate it. I don't know why.
I wonder.
I say I probably saved her life. Whatever. Just nobody ever appreciates the things I do. So I'm saving lives or creating future leaders, nobody seems to care.
Oh, but boy. Wow.
We do have a
pity show.
It's a pity. Yeah.
Gary Pity Show.
It's the Gary Pity Party. And I invite everyone to join in. But hey, before we get that party started, Roll TV 2.0.
Yeah, it's here. A few weeks ago, we launched a brand new platform, and the Roll TV is part of the sponsors of this show. So we do want you to check it out. I mean, over 600 videos right now, as it stands. Anything between events? Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm smiling.
Anything between events to lessons to individual techniques, whole things. We really put a lot of effort into this. Check it out. And matter of fact, if you go, all the listeners of Raw Radio get 30% off all the subscriptions.
Cool.
Use Raw Radio as a coupon code, and automatically that's deducted for life. Yep. So,
and be sure to submit that coupon code. A lot of people on these things, for some reason, they automatically think it just applies when they create a membership. You have to use the coupon codes.
Yeah.
I've fallen prey to that on other platforms myself, where it's like you hit submit and you're like, and there's nothing you can do post. So, definitely take advantage of it.
So how do they get to this?
I don't know. It's your deal.
RollAcademy.tv.
RollAcademy.tv.
Go check it out. I'm personally proud of it, but
should be.
It's a lot of good stuff. I mean, it's not only my stuff. There's other instructors and a lot of content, over 600 videos. I mean, that should keep you busy for a while. So, and we're continuously adding stuff in.
Tons of new features on the new platform. Lots of cool stuff.
In addition to all this, don't forget that the giveaway, Fuji Gi giveaway, has changed just a little bit, right? Submit questions every month, and we will draw these questions to ask your question to the guest that we have.
Right.
And that automatically, anytime you enter a question, automatically gets you into the drawing. And if we choose your question on air, then obviously you get a full credit for that. So you get a mention, and perhaps we'll make a little fun of you. And if we know you, we might.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal episode. One of the better ones, better conversations that we've had. This week we had Todd Fox on the show. Todd has visited many other podcasts. However, I think it was a unique conversation with him. What a mind-blowing person.
Yeah, that guy's I think most people, especially guys, will think that like this guy's lived their fantasy life when they were, growing up. You're like, oh man, I'm going to be a bodyguard and I'm going to travel the world. And, this is all the, all those little silly fantasies. But this is a guy who made it come to fruition. And what I think is really cool about it is the practical applications that he has for average Joe to keep themselves and their family safe and things like that. So it's pretty cool stuff. A ton of work. The dude works an insane amount. So,
well, he compares jiu-jitsu, which he is a jiu-jitsu black belt.
Yeah.
But he compares jiu-jitsu to a factor of security or the topic of security just in general life. He talks about a lot of stories from his professional life when he deals with, you know, clients and on a large scale. And we are talking about VIPs and CEOs and celebrities and so on. So it's worth to listen. But one of the anchor points that we found throughout the show, throughout the conversation, was action versus reaction, which is a very important fact when it comes to jiu-jitsu itself. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself more of an active approach as you train or more of a reactive?
I've always been more reactive, and it's a terrible way to be. I think I've started developing to becoming a more active participant rather than making excuse. I used to make a lot of, you know, this guy's faster, he's stronger, he's younger, this and that. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to bide my time, keep myself safe, wait for him to make a mistake, and play a much more reactive game. And it really wasn't working for me. So at some point I had to make the decision to, be more active. I think you can be active on both sides, right? If you're playing defense, you could still be very, very active. And I think I had the mindset before of, if I'm playing defense, well, then I have to be reactive, see what they're doing, and then react to it. Where, no, I'm on the defensive, but I can still be very, very active in the game I'm playing.
Yeah, and I think that's often misunderstood definition of active, reactive. A lot of people think that being defensive, meaning that I have to wait for your action.
Right.
Which, you know, Todd talked about this extensively during our conversation, but being reactive means you actually already a couple steps behind.
Sure.
Because you're waiting for the trigger, mm-hmm. versus having your own plan and executing your own plan, even in defensive approach.
Sure.
Right. Do you think a lot of people struggle with that? Do you think that's it? Why do you think that's such a common, situation for jiu-jitsu practitioners, especially in the beginning?
I think it, especially if you don't have like a wrestling background or something like that. I think you're learning, you're feeling things out, you're developing, and it's very easy to sit back and see what happens. Right, keep your eyes and your ears and all your senses ready to go, and sit back and wait and see what happens rather than, it's not even taking chances, but I think you think it's taking chances when you're being more active. And then the thing that happens is you find yourself in really bad positions. You're flattened out all the time, right? You're letting people pass your guard, because you're playing more of a passive game. Why do people develop it that way? I don't know. I don't know, but that's what I did. That's
for sure. Do you think it's maybe the feeling of not having tools?
Maybe, and confidence probably has a lot to do with it. Yeah. I mean, your tools. There's few people out there that only have, you know, a couple things that they do, but they do it so well and they do it with confidence that it works for them. And I think it's that part. I think you have to develop, as you develop your tools, you have to develop your confidence too. And I don't think that always goes hand in hand. I think one develops quicker than the other if you're not conscious.
Well, it's hard to have confidence if you don't think you have tools. Right?
Yeah, but you could still be active. You could still be on the move. You could still be, you know, your guard can be active. You could be, full guard, you can be using your core, using your legs, getting them off balance, pushing them back and forth, whatever you need to do. If you're in half, you're keeping your knee in front of the person constantly and keeping your shield working constantly. That's not a lot of tools, right? It's not, you're not submitting people, you're not transitioning a ton or anything like that, but you can be active with those things. And if you see success with it, then I think you start building confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And listen, the reality of the situation is that we don't need a lot of tools. We just need one. We need a tool to work. But sometimes we focus on, you know, I think that's one of the things that kind of, you know, as you were talking and I was replaying it in my mind, trying to kind of think about this. sometimes as we find ourselves in a situation, we're trying to solve the entire problem versus address the immediate need. And so, you know, hypothetically, somebody's passing our guard and we right away trying to submit them, let's say, which has nothing to do with this. Or maybe we're trying to really stop that pass versus focus on just space. You know, am I flat on my back and my own side? What's the space? Am I managing the space or is my partner managing the space? Because if they are managing the space, I'm being reactive.
Right.
But if I manage the space, now we have a proactive approach, right? Mm-hmm. So it's some of those, sometimes the simple things are a solution to the big problems. It's just we don't see it often, right? No. That's where a lot of experience comes in, and often, you know, being smashed for hundreds of thousands of times, kind of
years on end, or year after year,
allows us to sink the information in. Yeah,
finally, you know what's another?
What's another factor behind all this is, and I often talk about my classes about the fact of trying to understand the situational awareness of the whole situations versus trying to execute individual steps, mm-hmm. right? Because situation might be slightly different, but they are not the same. And if we focus on one situation at a time, now that is not, might not be applicable to the slightly different situation because circumstances have changed. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we focus on a general concept and a high level approach where I know this one or these two, these three components are the most important part of this entire thing, now we can troubleshoot live. Mm-hmm. And even if I don't know precise motions or precise steps to solve the problem, I can manage the problem in my own way, in a proactive approach, by having this one or two or three general concept, high level approach. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And then I think then you can start building on it as experience ticks up. You can start adding those different tools, and then you can start managing the things within the situation better, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big difference between having this step-by-step or technique versus concept approach. Mm-hmm. You know, really having a deeper understanding of higher level view of what is happening to us. And you know what? Sometimes, do you ever get it hyper-focused on one thing and you get like televisioned into, I'm trying to do this, and we are so stuck on it that we don't see the opportunities right next to us, like literally passing by?
Yeah, I think so. But it's weird because it's like, you know, you're told this is your homework and work on this. So you start working on it. And you start letting those opportunities go. I mean, I think it depends on what you're working on and what you're looking for and what you're looking to get out of the round or you know, that day or that week, even longer. So yeah, you can't, I mean, if you're working on, a knee cut, but there's other passing opportunities for you and you don't take them.
I see what you're
saying. But it depends on what you're working on or what you're, you know, I don't get so focused on something that I'm just messing around with. But if I'm really working on something, well, then, yeah, maybe I won't see these other opportunities.
That's the hard part, behind Jujitsu.
Yeah, because
right?
there's
multiple things happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And really managing the situation and then staying focused on our track sometimes is very difficult, especially in the very beginning of the journey. Mm-hmm. Well, let's be honest, there was chaos in our heads. You know, they told me to do this. My instructor told me to do this and I'm trying to stick this, but there's, you know, this other opportunity, you know, and which one do I choose? And I think some of this boils down to smart training, meaning, are you trying to, what's your objective? And again, I know I sound like a broken record, but like, what's the goal?
Right.
If your goal is to improve knee cut pass, then you need to focus on knee cut pass and let go of the other opportunities. If your goal is to have a good sparring session and with the end result of scoring points or submitting your partner, then maybe you need to have a broader approach and focus on other things at the same time and see all the opportunities coming your way. I mean, these are two different situations, two different focal points.
Yeah. And I also think that, but having that plan and those goals is also, to get back to what we started talking about, is a proactive approach.
Yes.
Right? If you come to class with no idea what you're going to do, or you come to open mat with no objectives, then you're playing a reactionary game.
Absolutely.
Right? But if you come in and say, I have these two or three things, or even one, that I'm coming into the academy to work on today, well, then now you have an active approach, a proactive approach. And if you implement that while once the bell goes off or whatever, then you're not playing a reactionary game anymore.
I like that, because we started this conversation with more of a, how to stay focused or active, proactive approach within the technique, within the jiu-jitsu, on the mat, within the motions. Mm-hmm. And you were talking, taking this actually off the mat. And, how do I make a proactive approach, before the class?
Right.
And how do I benefit from it? And this is maybe what watching videos or reviewing notes from my previous classes. This is all that comes in handy. All simply just even in the locker room, sitting down for 30 seconds and really, what are we going to work on?
Right.
As long as that's available to you, or even approach your instructor, what are we going to work on today? And just kind of sponge. Yeah.
And depending situation. What the setting is, take a look at the dudes that are on the mat and be like, okay, I can work on A, B, and C with these three people, but with those two people over there, I'm not going to bother, because they're, for whatever reason, they're so much younger, stronger, faster, higher level. But, Todd talked about when he's working on something new, and he's a third degree black belt, when he's working on something new, he tries it with someone who's his size or smaller, that's a white belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moves up, right? And when he has success, if he has success with those people, then he moves up in rank and size, and he keeps doing that until he feels like he's got it down, and now he's going to try it with somebody who's on the same level as him, or higher, or bigger, stronger, whatever the case may be. That's an amazingly proactive approach to figuring out, a new system, a new technique, whatever, something that's interesting to you.
So you're right, and then you can actually spin this in a slightly different direction. You can create difference in resistance too. Mm-hmm. Right, you can train with the partner and say, listen, this is not even drilling, we're just going to explore. Then you take it up to drilling, then you can take it up to more active drilling, and then maybe you take it up into a full sparring session. Mm-hmm. Right, so there's layers to all of this, and the question is, are we doing this, or are we just showing up with blank head and hoping for the best while others smash us and we are surviving, wondering why jiu-jitsu doesn't work?
Yeah, I mean, that's, so many people, and I don't think anybody who's been around for even a short amount of time says jiu-jitsu doesn't work, but they will say, it doesn't work for me. I'm no good at it. I suck, and I've been there. And you get that in your head, and next thing you know, you're not showing up for class anymore. But if you come in and say, okay, what does work for me? What do I need to work on? Who am I going to work on it with? How am I going to work on it? You're going to start seeing success. And hey, you know what? You may never be on a podium. You may never be the dude that everybody talks about when class is over. But you'll be better than you were if you said it doesn't work for me.
I agree. Before we wrap this up, another thing that I made a big note with Todd's conversation was the continue change aboard. Three actions that he talked about. All right, how do you say it?
Abort. Abort.
That's what I said.
No, you said abort.
Everybody should rewind this right now and abort. Listen how I say it. It's abort.
I'm bored.
It's T at the end.
B-O-R-E-D.
O-D, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what was interesting. Interesting point of the conversation when he said literally every situation has those three choices. Either we continue, we change we're changing the path, or we completely removing ourselves from the situation and we're reassessing again. And very applicable in jiu-jitsu. I'm definitely making a note of that and see, how we can implement this on the mat. you know, in my, at least my process, yeah. in my my situation.
I'm going to do it too, but when I'm doing it, when I abort, can I yell that out? Abort, abort! Everybody's going to be like, what's he yelling?
You're not getting any cookies.
No anymore. Cookies?
If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to listen to the episode.
Nice, Jinx. I was going to say real quick, you know, we don't usually do this during the takeaway, but I just want to talk about the book again. Protection for and from Humanity by Todd Fox. You can get it at his website. You can get it wherever books are sold.
Amazon.
Yep. And is that the only place now? Amazon?
Pretty much.
but check it out. There's a ton of great source material. Like Todd said, some of the stuff in there I used before I even read the book, and I saved Margaret's life.
There you go. You want to save your spouse, read the book.
Right.
If you don't want to save your spouse, read the book. Read it anyway. Quick, super fast read, and it's really common sense. And anyway, should we wrap this up?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.